Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. Each episode, we showcase a few short, fresh pieces of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and everything in between. Our mission is to elevate small works with big voices and the writers and publications behind them. Today's show features an excellent sampling of fiction and poetry. Up first is a Pushcart-nominated piece titled Walking by Rama Jimo. It was published by Feral, a journal of poetry and art, in November 2020. Enjoy.
Walking. I have ducked into my shells again. I am a progeny of the snail. I recede into the safety of my shells when my sight smells danger and strangers. You walk the way. You promise to walk with me. Paint me smiles in colors that will erase my fears. You walk the way. You went with the wind. The whirlwind whispers your name all evenings. The sea tide entwines my legs. I reach for your ends. I fall. My ends clasp the wind, not you. I want to take evening walks against the sandstorm. Climb the hilltop, but who will trod along with me? Someone came, not you. Our ends slipped out. They don't fit. In the night, I do not sleep. I count the ceilings, the window panes. I count the divisions on the burglary, the tiny flowers embroidered on the bedsheet. I see your shadows on the wall. Happy face, sad face. I see us walk together through the tides, up the hills. We don't take a breath.
Rama Jimo is a writer and nature photographer. You can find her on Twitter and Instagram at Dynamic Rama and on Facebook as Rama O. Jimo. Up next, we've got Sky Jackson with An Ode to the W, Paris. It was published by The Night Heron Barks in summer 2020. Please enjoy.
An Ode to the W, Paris. I'm in Berlin, and you're in Barcelona, but the plan is to meet in Paris. And though it has been only a week since we've seen each other, I've got half a mind to greet you in the lobby of our 5-star hotel on Rue Meyerbeer, in the ratty shirt that I sleep in, and the gray sweatpants you left behind. I'll wait for you as the bellboy rushes past and shuffles along cases of Louis Vuitton luggage. I'll stand under the fanciest chandelier I can find, with my braids hung loose at my sides, so that the first thing you wonder is not what we will have for dinner in this decadent behemoth, but rather which is softer, my lips or the slip of your hand down into my pocket to find the room key.
Sky Jackson serves as the poetry editor for French Quarter Journal, and her prize-winning chapbook, A Faster Grave, was released by Antenna Press in 2019. You can find her on Twitter and Instagram at Sky in the City. or on her website at skyjackson.com. Our final piece is a fascinating piece of fiction titled Giuseppe is Dead by Meg Pocris. It was published by Ghost Parachute December 1st, 2020. Enjoy.
Giuseppe is dead. The pizza delivery guy who loved my sister never looked at me, even though we're identical. He wasn't really Italian, but he called himself Giuseppe, and now the one we still call the Italian is dead. He's dead, and I prefer to imagine it was me who did the killing, slicing into the back as if he were a large gooey pizza with extra sausage. It was probably me who did it, I tell myself, because people should be who they are. I tell my sister this, how lies are like toppings nobody has ordered. My sister smiles at me as if I've just opened the cage of us. Thank you for saying so, she says. I don't like men who cheat. My sister and I are twins, but only one of us is a murderer. One of us is a murderer, and the other is a lovely cook, and we live together as one thing. We look like modern versions of Donna Reed. We're beautiful in black and white, so we wear black and white, and my sister, the murderer, keeps me on my toes. For example, she says, good night, and I kiss her on her soft, dark hair, and I ask her why she must sleep with her gloves on. Why must she sleep with her gloves on? Well, she never answers my questions honestly, and so I wonder. Her hands are so creamy, and my sister is too beautiful. I find it impossible to imagine her with a lineup number hanging from her neck. Confession is good for the soul, and sometimes my sister will accidentally fall asleep without gloves on, and so I wear them. The gloves feel as if they make love to my hands, and my hands have never needed more acceptance. Only one of us holds the light. Only one of us has ever taken a fake Italian lover. As a proud sister, I used to imagine myself in the arms of Giuseppe, all saucy and salty, his eyes shining like black olives. I can see myself in the dead boy's arms even now, so I kiss him on his gooey lips, and I tell him how I feel just like my sister. This is where he notices me and tells me I'm just as beautiful. He says it to me with a wide-open, fresh, pink, smiling look of surprise. Giuseppe in dreams has the sweetest-tasting tears. He offers them to both of us, and there's something like the feeling of satiation. Choosing one of us over the other, when you think about it, must have been murder.
Meg Pocris is the author of 6 flash collections, 2 flash novellas, and a book of prose poetry titled Cellulose Pajamas, for which she won the Blue Light Book Award. She serves as founding co-editor of Best Microfiction Anthology Series and teaches flash fiction online. You can find her on Twitter at Meg Pocris or on her website at megpocris.com. Micro is produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Original music by Matt Ordez. You can find all of the information about this episode's writers and poets, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. This is our very first episode, and we're currently working on getting Micro added to places like Spotify and iTunes, but you can always find our shows at micropodcast.org. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.